So, you know, once service versus products. You know, one thing I think you must visualize is that the two industries are, there were two people who really had questions in that area. They're two separate industries, be very clear about it. And you know, when everybody says, why isn't the services company doing a product? I tell you, the rhythms of the two businesses are very different. We took a very short-lived effort to do this in Maitri, where we launched, announced intentions of creating a phone, and then frankly, just a little while before it was due to really, could have taken off. In a sense, the organization suddenly found there wasn't enough will to see it through. Because it has a different cycle, a different risk-reward ratio, and so on and so forth. The other thing about a product, I must tell you, is you live, breathe, dream, think that one product, you've got a set of four focused competitors around whom you will typically compete on a global basis or within the country. In a services business, you've got a diverse range of offerings. A lot of their technology, notwithstanding any of what you might call as your domain knowledge, will actually come from the customer. You've got to see how you bring in your technology capability to add value to that customer. It's nobody who says I've got wonderful domain knowledge would even have 10% of what the customer expects. So there are different businesses with different rhythms and different returns. You know, you've got to visualize the service business yields you a very, once you've got going, it yields you a very steady stream of returns. A product business will have its ups and downs. It may have a very rapid increase, it can also have a very rapid decline. It may take a very long time in terms of gestation to become profitable. And you can't marry those two businesses under the same umbrella. Now, having said that, two or three things are happening here. One is that the distinction between products and services is going to disappear, or is disappearing in some areas. So when you hear a product as a service, the delivery mechanism of a product is a service. The second aspect is productized solutions. So you don't create a IT services company would not create a full-fledged product which is going to be a mass going out to millions of customers like Microsoft or what, A, B, or C. But it's still a repeatable product as solution. Within that, there may be building blocks which are like almost like products in themselves. Or there could be technologies around which you do a lot of repeatable sales, like say Bluetooth would have been for Maitri. So yes, to a certain extent there's that, but it's not mass management.